Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv? Arms out to your mum's house. 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 Arms out to your mum's house.
2024.
What's up?
Episode 16, you know. We're old men now, man. We're old men in podcast terms.
Episode 16.
Isn't it crazy, man? Yo, happy new year to everyone. We didn't do one last week. You know, shit was hectic. You know, mans were busy. You know what I mean? So we thought we don't want to start off, you know, half-hearted. So
that's why we did it.
That's why.
Man, we got a few messages from people saying, where the fuck's the pod? And I just want to say it's mainly my fault. It was mainly my fault.
That's all good, man.
I was absolutely... That's what... Mate, fuck Christmas and New Year's, man. Fuck Christmas and New Year's. I had the brassest time of my fucking life.
You know what I mean?
And you don't know what's going on. You don't know what day it is. You don't know if there's anything going on and you can link people. You don't know shit. It's like this fucking melting pot of sludge. Yeah? You've got to do something for New Year's Eve and rare... Like, Jesus, when does this fucking shit end?
No, I'm past that now. The whole, you got to do something for New Year's, yo. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? We got to go out. We got to make it a big night. Yeah, like, I remember them. I'm past that now, man.
I mean, the whole thing. And when you got kids, you're like doing Christmas from like December the 1st. Fucking calendars, fucking bullshit, fucking saving up for dough for presents. And then it comes, you get nothing.
Yeah.
Because you're 42-year-old, man. You get fuck all. Nobody gives a fuck about you.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? White 42-year-old male at Christmas. You know what I mean, no one gives a fuck about him, bruv. And then kids. You're like, what the fuck? Getting absolutely way too many units of alcohol, getting smacked. Fucking get to fucking New Year's. You got to do like a massive thing. Like, fuck, just eat and drink. Body clocks out, can't do anything. And then bosh, go to work the next day like nothing's happened. You're like, wait, what? I need a holiday.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I need a fucking holiday. What the fuck was that shit? I can't be going back to work on this fucking vibe. I'm fucked.
No, exactly, man. It's crazy. My work isn't as rigid nowadays, so I'm still not fully back yet, man. So it's one of them ones. So I'm all right. I've had a little
cushioning. I went to my parents' house for Christmas.
Yeah.
As you know, for the first time in 6 years, yeah.
Yeah. I think you spoke about it
like
briefly.
Banned from the lot ever going to like go. Bruv. I was thinking, well, how the fuck is this going to go? Yeah, how the fuck is this going to go?
Mm.
My old man just sits at the head of the table, yeah, just like a bit fuming because I'm there. Do you know what I mean? Just fuck you. And my mum is on the other head of the table. I'm next to my mum, who gave me a Christmas present today. Big up, mum.
Oh, easy. Big up, mumsy.
On January the 7th, baby.
Nice.
Thanks for the present. Couple weeks late. And I'm listening to what they're talking. I've been excluded from this family for a long time. And before I was excluded, I wasn't really in it anyway. I wasn't really like down with them. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
And so from being out, apart from my brother, but from being out for so long and then being cut out for so long. When I went there, bro, I said, like, this is the driest, whitest, lamest, blandest, like fucking what are these people talking about? I'm looking around like, what are these people talking? And then someone will do like the, oh, I've got the joke from the cracker. And like, why did the kiwi sit on the lime? It goes kiwi lime. Oh! You're like, what the fuck is this? Like, what is going on, bruv? It's a no seasoning for the turkey, bruv. This is nuts. And all the South American lot, yeah, the difference is just like fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And that's rubbed off on me. Like, I was already a bit nuts, and that's rubbed off on me more. So I'm like, yo, now I'm like, yo, what am
I? But it was good for the kids, no, to be with the grandparents.
To see,
and
see you there. They always go around. They always go around. Yeah, but to see me there, yeah. And I'm going, look, you see that photo, yeah? That's me, bro.
You pulling out photos when you were their age and shit, yeah?
Yeah. That's me, bruv. I was in this house before because they never see me in that house.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy, man. Actually, to think about that, man. But no, I'm happy for you that you're it's even over, okay. Maybe man. Might be boring, you know, to go there and stuff. But still, man.
Yeah. But and then yeah, and fucking then yeah, you go back to work yeah for a fucking couple of days yeah. the next week.
Yeah.
TFL yeah. Bun the London Underground, Maddie. I'm telling you, bun the London Underground, bro. You're a fucking dicks, bruv. I don't give a fuck. And you know what pisses me off, bruv? When you see those VOPs or BOPs or whatever they're called on Row where people are interviewing the people, they're going, yeah, no, I can understand, you know, you've got to make your I'm like, what the fuck's going on? You lot are wet. Bruv, these people have been going on, what's it called? Strike after strike after strike. Last year, how many strikes, bruv?
Yeah, there how was many a few. Strikes?
Three at least, bruv.
Yeah.
And then this, bruv, the whole week next week, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Starting now, Sunday night.
Starts today.
Till Friday, yeah. Plan it for when the kids go back to school.
Mm-hmm.
Absolute fucking murder is going to be to get to work, yeah. For millions of people, yeah. I can't believe it, bruv. When you go to Turnham Green Station, yeah, in the morning tomorrow, bruv, I could walk in there with my dick out, yeah, with the swastika on my chest and just shout, fuck the PFL, with guns and shit. Nobody can do anything. There's one geezer in the little cabin sitting like balancing his phone on his fucking beer belly looking at Instagram, bruv. Yeah. Or they're having a Browns and a cup of tea outside. Bruv, I don't need you there. I fucking use the fucking machine. My mom uses the machine, bruv. Tap your card. Bruv, if you're a tourist and you're coming over here and you're still trying to buy a ticket, bruv, then you shouldn't get through the barriers. That's why, bruv, just fucking... You're doing man. Nothing. At Parsons Green, yeah? There's never people there, bruv. So they have to have the barriers open.
Mm.
You know, why am I paying for this shit? The service gets worse and worse and worse. More delay, more delay, more delay. And the prices go up, bruv.
Yeah.
We should strike against them. We should tell now. We're striking against the London fucking under. Everyone batter every single train, every single yacht. No one pay for anything. Until they stop putting people in the station who can stop you. No one stops anyone. You see 100 times a day.
Oh, yeah. People bush through the thing.
Man, just come through. Yeah. They don't say anything, bruv. I told you about when my mate got attacked by Zangief from Street Fighter. He was a fucking massive Zangief geezer. He was dashing women and youths about the station left, right, and centre. We went to the people who were there. They go, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? Bruv! What, you're going on strike? Because no one's buying a paper ticket, bro. You can't even roach a paper. They use that dodgy plastic on the back. Fucking pricks!
I think it's mainly the train drivers, though, that are on strike, right? Or is it literally every member?
No, I don't
member?
Know. I thought tomorrow it was like...
I've not read
engineers.
Into it.
The engineers, bruv, surely the engineers are like private companies. Come on. But bun, just do it like that.
So you're not like down with the unions and shit and, you know, people fighting the power to get the, you know, the proper pay and shit. I'm usually all like, I'm usually backing the strikes. I've not
bruv,
really...
they had a 5% pay increase, yeah? If you're on 40 grand, that's like, do you know what I mean? That's a little 2 grand, 1 grand. What?
Yeah, no, I don't know. I don't know if it's just
how many strikes last year. I don't think it's the drivers, though. You know,
I tend to.
I don't know enough about it. I don't give a fuck about.
You don't give a fuck. You're just trying
to get
to work.
You're fucking shutting the fucking underground down,
yeah,
bro.
It's crazy.
What are you doing?
Yeah, you reckon it's going to get battered next week? You reckon there's going to be a lot of people?
It's not theirs to shut fucking down. You know, you can't fucking do that, bro. It's a fucking piss take. Do you know how fucking long it is to be going to work tomorrow? I usually get 4 tubes a day, bruv.
Yeah.
On a normal day.
And that's why...
There's no fucking tubes at all. What am I supposed to do? Fucking cycle all the way? Fucking hell, bruv.
And that's why, here, theme, I'm sending you this.
Bun the London Underground.
That's why you do 2 themes next to each other.
Just like Jan said. Bun the London Underground, man. Yeah.
But you see, that's why we double
Chick
up.
Done a mad thing that night. Huge thing on the left. Huge thing.
Oh, yeah?
But that's why there was 2, do you know what I mean? Because it was taking him so long.
Oh, you did them both on the same night?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, it's completely
it looks like completely different stuff. This is just joking.
I thought you turned up one day and then came back and went, you know what, fuck it, and then did it next to it. That's jokes. Are they still there? Nah, they're not, are they? I don't think.
I don't know if those ones, that one might still be there, the one on the left.
One of
it, the other double's not. Fume and that lot took it out.
Uh-huh.
Flash, okay. Bastastic.
Is it beef then?
Because they took out the whole wall. It's beef, man.
Beef. Beefy.
They still haven't responded to me, innit, about that Fume dub.
Oh, yeah.
Where he said, big up to the people in the real DDS. That's basically him putting me in DDS, bruv. Come on. You know what I mean? Yeah. I might as well say live on there. It's MOP, DDS. What?
Explain it properly. What is it? There's a Fume dub.
It's a Fume dub. Someone's posted it. And it says something like, shout outs to all the people who are actually in DDS.
Yeah, that was it. Do you think it's because they heard our episode? I think it's because of the one when we did the quiz and you asked me to name all of them. One, I missed out some heavy hitters. Two, I was like clutching at straws, just naming random bots.
Naming
we were like,
four.
Yeah, we were like, fuck it. Yeah, they're in DDS. Yeah, they're in DDS. Thor is in DDS, man.
No, you at the beginning, you couldn't come up with like four or five. You're like, oh my God, you're stuck on like three. Fucking
I was, and then, I know, it was embarrassing. But I had a brain.
All of your mates, like you didn't even think about them. Like you didn't put them in. Oh yeah, fucking
yeah. Oh, yeah, suppose, yeah, no, exactly. But what do you think? He heard that and then he was like, oh, he looked a bit like, oh, nah.
Yeah, maybe, but it could have been from any of them. It could have been from the DDS, like getting jacked in the 90s videos. It could have been like, there's been loads of shit that we've done.
Yo, man, we got some graph critique to get into. We got some songs to get. Let's get into a song, man. Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, Maddie, I found this one song, bruv.
Oh, yeah?
I found this one song. I don't know who it's by, yeah?
Okay.
I can't remember what it's called. It's called something like, you know,
apologizing.
About not apologizing. Maybe it's to his missus. You know what I mean? Maybe he's done something really bad.
Okay.
And he's trying to figure out a way to apologize. Makes a nice little kind of song for her. Something like that, man.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I don't know what the lyrics are about. I can't really tell what they're about.
Right, sweet. Well, let's get into it, man. This is called Nah Apologize. Well, let's go. Oh, there's a little intro.
Yeah, a little intro. That's him knocking at his bird's door.
Yo, Dada. Dada.
Dada. Warning.
Yo, hold on. Me, man, bread bar. That's what I'm putting out the paper. I'm talking about if I apologize to Batty Boy. Apologize to what? Then if I apologize to Ja. Gunshot them forget.
Now this is an anthem. Ooh. Blaze up the fire, push up your hands, them. Big up the lioness with the lion, them. Fire burn! I'ma say holy money like King Selassie, I jump. Rastafari. It is good to give thanks unto the most like King Selassie and sing praise unto his name, most high.
Jump.
Rastafari to show forth his love and kindness in the morning and the painfulness of a night. Upon an instrument.
The voice changes, Maddie. The voice changes across like several times in one sentence.
Beautiful
in this
people, collect your love. But here's the judgment. Rasta man, don't apologize to nobody, boy. If you're this King Selassie, I'm a gunshot, your boy. Give me the one of the girls, don't cast them off the joy. In the lake of fire, me lash your boy. Bad man, don't apologize to nobody, boy. If you're this black people, I'm a gun, we shot your boy. Give me the one of the girls, don't cast them off the joy. In the lake of fire, me lash your boy. Aha! Girls, them sexy,
pussy
and them
fat.
Pussified. Yeah, all the girls, the boys, them looking at some boy. Bow down. Bow down doing what? Nothing in the world could ever have me doing that. I don't care if they ban me. Damn myself a bun, but man, you can't wrong me. Yo, me no ban over England, no real African this. Real, real, real Rastaman this. Boom, Rastaman, don't apologize to nobody, boy. You're this black people, then me gun will shot your boy. Tell me the one of the girls that cast them up of the dying and the lake of fire. Me that's your boy. We no apologize to nobody, boy. This King Selassie, then me go to such a boy. In the lake of fire, me that's your ahoy. Give me the girls because I let my puppy joy. Go on like them smart and go on like them crafty. I'll shoot them in them and them too fucking nasty. The girl them have the pussy and the stiff fitty and the cute face and the boy them walk past it. Damn it.
Stop it there, man. That's a fucked up tune. Nah Apologize by Sizzler. Yeah, we were making a little joke earlier, but yeah, like Matt, it's a beat by Akon, Locked Up. It's the Locked Up Rhythm or something they call this one. I think it's a remix, yeah. But I mean,
but
yo,
bruv, you can't deny he is riding the fucking beat, yeah, and what he's doing on the fucking the hook, the way it's so like it's fucking catchy and musical and shit. Like,
I mean, Sizzler,
the verses, he's so angry and he's so fucking into it and he's going in so hard. This is the funny bit, yeah, because he really means him.
Isn't it? That's the fucked up thing, man. And like, Sizzler is an incredible artist. He's made some amazing songs it's and stuff
so
like that.
Joke.
When I first heard this, it was back in the day, and you know, the homophobia in it, yeah, didn't, you know, it kind of bounced off me. I didn't really care. You know me, oh, batty boy.
It wasn't anything
back
then.
A batty boy. You
yeah,
know,
but exactly. We should be able but to call Sizzler people batty boys, even if you're not a batty boy.
Yeah, yeah,
Batty Boy
enough
used to be like something like he's just a dickhead. He's just some Batty Boy. You know what I mean? Like, get the fuck out of here. It's evolved into that.
But this song in particular, because Sizzler, for people who might not know, he's been banned from the UK. He can't come over here for like now. It's been over 10 years. I don't know if it's changed. I mean, I haven't looked up now if it's changed, but he hasn't been allowed into the country because of his homophobic lyrics. Like, if you listen to that song just there, he's talking about shooting gay people, burning them in fire, and like, you know,
calling them crafty. I love that part.
This is a direct response
when he says they're crafty.
Yeah, exactly. And it's a direct response to Britain banning him, because they said, look, if you apologize, then we'll let you in the country and you can tour and all that stuff. And he was like, but man, don't apologize to nobody. It's just fucked up, man. Like, that's his response to it, man. And this is like,
yeah, but that's brilliant.
It's mad.
It's so fucking good.
It's like the worst way, but it just sounds so ill, man. Like, it just, it's one of them things where it's cognitive dissonance, man. You know that word? Like, it's, you know, homophobic as fuck. Yeah, but it just sounds fucking ill, man. You know what I mean? I even played the song to my, I played it to my gay cousin when he was in town. yeah, I played it to him. I told him the whole story behind it. I was like, and he was like, yo, it's a bad boy tune. But
bro, if I was gay, I'd be saying that tune's fucking the hardest tune out. Fucking banging, bro.
It's banging, messed bro up, man. And yeah, like, and the thing is,
so if you're gay, you can like the N-word. If you're gay, you can go around calling someone a batty boy. He said, shut up, you batty boy.
I guess. And I guess. It's kind of like,
I guess.
Is it kind of like when, you know, when like loads of really misogynistic hip hop tunes where they're talking about bitches and, you know, you're nothing but a hoe, women ain't nothing but hoes and stuff like that. But you see women dancing and singing to that. Yeah. And there's that famous Chris Rock stand up where he's like, you know, he's got the women dancing to really misogynistic lyrics, and then he goes up to him and goes, you know what they're saying? She's like, yeah, he's not talking about me though. She's like, keeps dancing, you know what I mean? It's like, I don't know if that relates, but still, man, like, it's just such an ill tune, man. And the way he comes in as well, he goes, we no apologize. Oh man, it's
yeah,
crazy.
Exactly. Because
and the thing
your,
is,
the
with
response
Sizzler,
bit, the response bit is just
Sizzler's funny, made yeah some really heartfelt, beautiful songs, yeah, yeah, man. Yeah. Like about his mom and mama, like, you know, and about love and about peace and, you know,
vibration,
unity and higher vibrations. And then he goes off and says shit like that. And I guess it will. You know, not to get too deep into it, but in Jamaica, obviously, had a heavy influence from.
Yeah, but he'd be exactly. He'd be completely ousted. He'd never be. Sizzler wouldn't exist if he was the opposite of that.
Well, no, no, no. Well, what I'm getting to is you know, maybe I'm getting a bit too deep into it, but the UK and England's influence on Jamaica, and they brought the Bible over there, and that's how all that anti-gay stuff really ramped up. You know what I mean? During those
at the
times
end when he says, "Go and read Leviticus."
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. Yeah, and you know,
imagine saying that on a tune, brother. It's like backup for what you've just said.
Yeah, read Leviticus, brother.
Is that's the first testament, though, isn't it? I think.
Yeah, yeah, it must be. Yeah,
I gotta Google that now because that's like the fucking, you know, the even Christians don't like, they say, oh, yo, the First Testament's a bit fucking
it's a bit dated. Yeah, it's a bit dated, you know what I mean? Yeah, exactly. That's their excuse for it, going, oh, no, that's the Old Testament. No, the New Testament. It's like, now the Ten Commandments are in the First Testament, so, you know what I mean? You can't keep
Testament
picking and choosing, so, and nitpicking parts. But, but yeah, that's a mad
tune.
Yeah,
it's Old Testament.
That's crazy.
Bro, I can't believe how long it's going to be to get to work, man.
it's going to be crazy for you next week, man. You said you cycle.
If you talk
now.
To them, you, they say things like, oh, yeah, you just need to leave earlier. Like,
No.
What, I have to leave at 5 a.m?
Fuck that. What about your bike, man? Get on the bike.
Yeah, go all the way to Fulham and all the way back. I've brought waterproofs. I brought them in fucking Decathlon. Yeah. I'm going to have to fucking cycle. And it's pissing it down. It's like 4 degrees next week. It's going to be fucking rank, bro.
It'll be good exercise for you, man. It'll be good exercise.
I bought like those, you know, 42-year-old, I'm cycling to work in my plastic bin liner trousers, like $6.99. Proper, like, waterproof. You know what I mean?
Beam, I had a thought earlier today. Yeah, I had a thought. Sorry, I'm changing subject here. Yeah, I had a thought earlier today. It just came into my head, man. What happened to those toilet dudes in clubs? Do you remember they were at every club?
They're still in Spain. Yeah, in Spain.
They still got them. But here in London, I remember every club or every bar, nice bar, they'd be a fucking
lollipop.
Dude. Lollipops, Chupa Chups,
aftershave,
and they'd shout shit like, you know, no Armani, no Panani, no Armani, no Panani, no splash, no gash. You remember that one?
No Armani, no Panani. I even heard once
one guy, he said, no sanitation, no penetration. He was saying crazy shit, crazy lyrics they used to sing to the dudes taking a piss.
As you come out.
Okay. I always thought that must be the rankest job ever, man. Just clutching in a sweaty toilet all night, man. For like a couple of quid here and there. And people like haggling. I see people haggling with them going, here's 20p, I'll get a little splash. They're like,
in Spain, there's often birds in there.
Oh, is
birds
it?
Are just, you know, just in the toilets. So exactly the same job, but they're just birds. And you go in there, you're like, hello, love, with your dog having a piss on like 10 beers. You know what I mean? Hello, girl. It is fucking dope.
Did they sing lyrics as well? Nah, not so much.
No, they overpower them and they're too embarrassed. You know what I mean?
But yo, that shit just cracked me up today. I was like, what the fuck happened to them, man? It must became illegal, because that's in like working.
What's happened is England's become more and more racist and gone more and more conservative and right wing, and visas are getting more difficult to get, and they've put in more and more measures in to make it
deep?
More difficult to get visas. There's visas that have been banned for like 4 years now.
No, I reckon it's more
low skill worker visa and stuff like that. So the type of geezer who's going to sit in a toilet and do all that. Harder to get in.
That's definitely a part of it, for sure. But I reckon it's also like they couldn't tax them or something. It was all cash, you know what I mean?
Yeah, there would have been a lot of that. But there's loads of jobs like that. But,
yeah,
you know, the reason why they're not actually there. And then the second reason is fucking Brexit.
Mm. Yeah.
From a lot of dudes who, you know what I mean, no one can come here anymore.
Yeah. it was just a memory, man, because I just remember them fuckers, man. They were everywhere, man. Yeah, they were fucking everywhere.
They always dressed to impress as well. They had like loafers and shit, nice shirt on.
Exactly. Like a vest.
The rave, just come into the rave, you know what I mean? Come with us.
Yeah, exactly. Oh man. Yo, okay, listen, I want to play a tune, then we'll get into some graph critique. Yeah?
This is episode number 60.
6-0, baby. All right, this is a tune from Common, formerly known as Common Sense, from Chicago. He had an album last year that I kind of slept on. I didn't really listen to it much, man.
Nah, not me.
But I went into it recently, and this song stood out to me, man. It's called When We Move, featuring Black Thought. It's a dope, like, African vibe, man. It's dope, man. Like Fela Kuti style, you know, the Afrobeat. No.
And mystic, realistic, and simplistic. Spirits visit, how we live it. It's intrinsic, kismet kissed it. It's smeared like lipstick, colorful on our souls. A mouthful of gold or a drummer's roll. Stories get told about us. That's why things so blind without us. Wherever we are, you can feel the prowess. Whenever we move, yo, we turn the style up. I'ma just give Black Power's flowers, whether in the projects or the palace. Even when the pale horse tried to gallop and stir it up, we kept it balanced. We move in silence, we move the loudest. Ancestors in my dreams
loudest, they move the wildest, they prayed about us, praised and shouted. Picture this country being brave without us. A slave's nostalgia, move through the woods with vigor. When we got free, the world moved with us. Now they wanna change their bodies, go figure. Used to call us, now they wanna be niggas. We the rivers that move through the jungle, yo. When we move, we make the world wonderful.
When we move, the whole world following.
It's all about Black Thought's verse next coming up. I could already tell from the way that Common was rapping.
The whole world following our path.
And who can move like this? Let me see what I could do right quick. My people were made in whose likeness. Boy, fly niggas ain't never flew like this. Pitch black butterfly from the other side. Somebody's style was lost, it wasn't mine. I'm in a small demographic of real ones dealing with all things classic. King's fabric, linen and silk from the home of the solid gold, honey and milk. The ones who built it from the mud, soil and sand. A black man, the world in the skin of his hand. Pop Della Sop when I shine beyond Stella. Fella, Kwame and Crummer, Mandela, leader, truth teller. The ink well dweller, my pen signs a New York Times bestseller. When I move, y'all move in my wake. BD energy, I generate. How to never move weak, I demonstrate. Celebrating my peeps when I innovate. For my dons and divas, weighing odds and evens. To the non-believers, vagabonds and heathens, achievers. We ain't satisfied with dreaming. Long as I'm still breathing, watch how
when
I move.
We move, the whole world following our path. When we move.
I mean, Black Thought, just and Common as well, man. He's dope, man. Like, they just flow so effortlessly, man. Like,
that is really nice, man. Yeah, really nice, man. Black Thought's got to be in my top five. Of all time.
Oh, he came into my top five back in 2012, man. Like, I've always rated him, like, but he, like, you know, I think it's partly because he was in
so
a band,
good.
The Roots, you know what I mean? And he was just like, you know, the lead singer.
Yeah, but the lyrics were good. The songs
were
good.
It was so deep back in the day, but he kind of didn't stand out. That's why he didn't make lots of people's top five, I don't think, even though he should have been recognized from back then. But then I think later on, when he started doing more solo stuff and appearing on loads of different people's songs and then always being the standout verse, you know what I mean? So slowly, and then he did that freestyle on what's his fucking name? Funkmaster Flex, that 12-minute fucking relentless freestyle when everyone was like, okay.
This is the greatest freestyle of all time.
We gotta put him in the top five now, man. You know what I mean? And
not only here, I was sort of saying the same thing because I was saying, "Yo, but the tunes were dope, the lyrics were dope." No, because if you listened to hip hop and you liked it back then, you still kind of knew. When you said he didn't stand out, it's kind of like to the masses. But if you were into it, you'd be like, "Yo, this guy is fucking dope." And the Hypnotic, man, that tune, the Hypnotic, man. Right.
And then that tune, one of my favorite hip hop tunes, full stop, is What They Do by The Roots. What They Do, and his lyrics on that are just flawless, man.
That
literally
is
flawless.
An unbelievable track.
And
always
love
that
dude.
Unbelievable track. We should play that. We should play that.
Yeah, we'll play it on a future episode, man, for sure. But let's get into some graffiti critique, man. I'm about to send you something on your WhatsApp theme. Now this one
on the WhatsApp.
This one here, it's by Rape, but he's gone a bit downhill, man. Let me know what you think.
Wait a minute. Oh my.
Yo, I want to big up my man Lisky. He sent me this a couple days ago. He said, "Yo, what's happened to Rate, man?" it's obviously not the Rate. It's not the real Rate, but I thought I'd nitpick it here because that shit made me grease up. It's just a red one-liner on like a...
Has he done it on the old bill?
Is that on a police station, you think?
Yeah.
That might be, you know, because it says Rate, R-A-T-E, one-liner, red with guess I kind of
look at the blue doors and the white shit behind. That's one of the closed down police stations in like Brentford or something.
It's like a board. No, it's in just north of here. I can't remember where it is.
Oh,
Heston or something. I don't know. But it says fuck the police underneath it in big letters. It's like a shitty throw up, man. It's really terrible. I don't even know if it's worth even nitpicking this.
But it is actual fucking graph, you know what I mean? Maybe his name's Rate and he's like, Rate was fucking come out last night locked up 25 foot right here. Fuck the police. And like, everyone in the area knows him and that. Every fucking joke.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. That's funny, man.
Big up Rate, man. Big up Chrome and Black.
Yeah, big big up Chrome.
Mate, if you're ever needing some more outlines, come to me and Amber, man. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, exactly, man. We'll help you out, man.
Nobody writes Rate around here. Nobody.
Nah.
Don't worry about it.
Exactly.
That's the new section I might do for the podcast. I keep on seeing reaches, yeah? And I really never have paint on me at the time. But I always want to go up to them and just like line it, yeah? And put like a really, you know, fat, like obvious line. And then just put quote marks. This geezer reckons he writes. And then just the tag or whatever you've just lined out.
Yeah,
and then just
yeah.
Put LOL, 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 LOL.
Oh, man.
Fucking, I've been seeing some brilliant ones recently, man.
All right, Theme, I just sent you another one, man. This is, you know, this is a friend of the podcast. I think
King
like
Fryer.
Yeah, you
King
remember?
Fryer Tuck. Doesn't give a fuck.
We went in on Fryer last time because of his H. Remember, it was tucked up behind the A too much. Remember, we went in on him because of that. So he sent this one in. He said, look, I've done another one. And he spaced the H out a little bit better. And so, he, you know, I wanted to give him some, what's the word, man? When you know
he wanted to go a bit simple, he's tried to go a bit more simple.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like you have to do this 25 more times.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he's not quite there yet. Still not confident with the line. Let me just describe it for the people just listening. It says Fryer, F-R-I-A-H, black outline, pink one time around the outside, and he's got green and like pastely color fills with green dots and yellow dots going through it. I mean, yeah, it's toy still. You know, the confidence of the letters aren't quite there. You know,
I don't know, man. I just don't really give a what do you think now about going the difference between graph or going to do illegal? Like that, where you know you've not really got an excuse for this kind of behavior.
Well, no, he does have an excuse. He just hasn't been.
Or the difference of paint and trackside. You know, like you showed some of the dubs earlier, the double dub earlier. Those aren't very good. You know what I mean? But they're just done
on
in baitness and hotness. It's like a different kind of.
Completely,
you're not really mad thinking, oh, I've got to do an outline. Put some. I'm just like, well, for me anyway. I'm just like that thing we did on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
I'll get hit.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. No, but okay, this is on a legal wall. This is on a legal wall. But the dude, you know, that's where you should practice. You know what I mean? And yeah, you're right, Theme. If this exact piece was on the train tracks, then hell yeah, I wouldn't cuss it nearly as much, man. You know what I mean? I wouldn't cuss it at all, probably. I'd just be like, yeah, it's up. You know what I mean? Cool. But, you know, it is an illegal and the dude's practicing and...
I don't know if I was saying that. You're like, yeah, you're right, Theme. I was saying if I saw this up, I'd be like, yo, it's cool, it's peace.
No, but that's what I'm saying. If it was on the tracks, I wouldn't be so harsh. You know what I'm saying?
You're going to say the R's gone over the I too much.
No. If anything, with the R, what I don't like, it's hard to explain this without like drawing it to kind of show. Maybe I'll put up a little video, thing. The round bit of the R... then the bit that comes off on the right, yeah? They're two separate things. They should go into each other. Does that make sense? It's too low down.
You love going on about this kind of shit. Yeah, but...
these are things that wind me up.
You know what I mean?
They can be done well like that, where you'd keep it as two separate things. But personally, like if you think of a marker pen doing an R, you do the backbone of the R, then you do the round bit, and then you drop it straight away. You don't take the pen off and then do the bottom bit coming down. It's part of the same line, you know what I mean? But this one, it goes round like that, stops, and then it goes a bit further down, then it protrudes out, you know what I mean? That's toy behavior, TB, like we've said before, man. I look at that as toy behavior.
That's
I've seen it been
behavior,
done.
Son.
I've seen it been done, like, and it's purposely done, and it's part of the style of the letter, then fine. Okay, you can, you know, there are ways. I'm not saying this is a rule, you know, final rule, whatever, but I'm just saying this is a general thing that I tend to see from people who haven't painted very
often. The border, Chris, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's, yeah, but if you look, remember Scheme? Scheme was telling us early on, for him, one thing he struggled with was when you're doing a line, like on the outline, you got to let go of the spray can, but he always did it a little bit too late. He didn't have quite the control, so it would go over the line slightly, you know what I mean? And usually now you'd cut it back with the fill-in color, you know what I mean, to get rid of that bit if you did that mistake. But, you know, obviously in the inside of the R there, he's done it on the I a couple of times.
He didn't risk the little bit inside the F, yeah? And on the bottom left of the H, he's gone over the shadow. That's the only bit I can see where he's really fucked it up. But he doesn't know about cutbacks. So tell him about that bit on the R.
Yeah, you can cut it back.
You were just going to say,
get the beige, zoom in. Get that beige colour, you know what I mean? And just like fix up that little hole in the R, you know what I mean? Around the edges, a little neaten it up a bit. But I don't think that would save the piece anyway, man. So, you know.
Yeah, that's some nitpicking shit, son.
Yeah, well, yo, I'm taking after the scheme, man. You know what I mean?
I was toy for about 1 week. You know what I'm saying? My toy period, what was it? My toy period.
Small. It was very
small. My toy
small.
Period was very small.
Yeah, that was so joke. Okay. Theme, I've sent you one more, man. I think.
One more in the house.
Last one. I think this guy is from France somewhere. I can't remember.
N-A-R-T.
Not, it says. Lowercase n, capital A, R, and small t. The N-A is in red. R-T is in blue. Black outline, white highlights, green one time.
Did he send it in?
Where to start on this one, man?
Was this sent in? Or did we just nick it?
I can't remember if I nicked it or if it was sent in. Again, I just kind of pile them up in the same place, so it's hard to tell. So excuse me.
The R is so joke.
I think the A is the worst letter, personally. I mean, look, the N, it's a lowercase n. You can see the backbone bit and then the other bit, like the bars are all kind of, you know, neatly done and they're all they're consistent and all that stuff. Then you look at the A next to it. It's not, it's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
He doesn't know what he's doing. Who is this guy, this A?
Weird bars. It's like completely two different worlds, the N and
it's
the
like
A.
The fat kid in class. Yeah, he's like,
if you think the N is basically an A, all you got to do is the bar down the middle, you know what I mean? But look at that compared to the A next to it. It's crazy. The R is just a bit smaller and he's done a little bit of a
the R is so jacked. It's got like a little Sonic the Hedgehog bit as well.
Yeah, Sonic the Hedgehog hair. Jobby. Oh man.
Oh, it's fucking brilliant, man.
And then the T, you know what? The T reminds me of another person who sent in some graph, Calm. Do you remember when we were with Genesis Elijah, the dude Calm sent his thing in?
Yeah, but T, that T there reminds me of someone who's quite up.
And I remember we said Calm copied that dude as well, or was inspired by that guy, but I can't remember who we mentioned, man. But it reminds me of his L, obviously with a little extra bit added like onto it. To make it into a T. How long do you think this guy's been writing for, Theme?
It looks like 3 or 4 different guys. Like the guy who did the N was about to do like a decent-ish dub, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. And then someone
had done the A. He's like his mate or his missus or something. He's like, oh no, I've got to try and fix that up a bit. Try and make it. But the R, it's like his son did it. Yeah, looks like my kid did it. He loves Sonic.
Oh yeah,
it's completely different from the A and the R and the T.
Yeah,
it's smaller. It's fucking got Sonic the Hedgehog bits. It's just floating on its J's. It does what it wants,
isn't it?
And then the T, like we might be able to, you know, go. That might be we might be able to help you out with that. But fucking hell, bruv.
If you look at the highlights, writing? The highlights are quite neatly done. So that kind of shows me that maybe this dude has been like...
The N would have been decent, bro. If he'd done the knock. What is it, knock?
Not. Not with a T. Not.
I'm just looking at that reach in the white down below. N-A-R-T.
Yeah, N, small A, R, T.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Look, he can do a reach as well, but...
There's something about this. It kind of... Just the shape of the N again... I don't know. This looks like some, I don't know for a fact, but it looks like someone who maybe wrote back in the days who's come out of the woodworks and trying his hand at it again. I don't know. I get a feeling of that. But
really?
I could be
I was
going to
say,
It's that kid who's good in class at art, so he can do reaches with like a pencil, like that naught reach down there. And everyone thinks he's quite sick at graph because everyone knows he's good at art, but he's still a bit shit at doing painting with cans. Mm. Can controller, nozzles and shit.
No, but his can controller's all right, man. Look, like it's neat. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I mean, he's not as good as drawing on the wall as he is on paper.
Yeah.
And he's like, shit, I don't really know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
But the N, unless his older brother writes and drop the N, like, look, you do it like this, like a nerved up, yeah, back in the day. Yeah, now fucking is a can, do the rest you can. But
yeah, maybe. Look, he wrote, no pain, no gain, no paint, no game. And then at the top it says, write the right. I don't know what the and then passion on the right hand side.
Yeah, that's all that French bit, isn't it? That's all that French. Yeah. If he's French, that's them going in with that heartfelt shit.
Exactly. I wonder why he wrote it in English if he's French. Maybe I'm mistaken. Maybe he isn't French. Oh, God knows.
I bet he's some youth from Pecknarm who's going to fucking stab us in the fucking liver.
Nah, I hope not, man. Look, big up Nart, man. Salute. You got it up. Actually, I haven't said this in a few episodes, man. When we do these graffiti critiques, we're not doing it from the perspective like we're the baddest mans and we know everything and we're the greatest style masters ever. I know theme, maybe. But like, we're doing it from a place of love, man. And we just appreciate people's art, you know what I mean? And we're just trying to let you know what we think of it, man. Take it or leave it. You know what I'm saying?
I'm telling you what's up, son. I'm telling you what's up.
I'm trying to tell you what's up, son.
Go to the shop, get the Rizzler, yeah?
Yeah. Right. Let's go into your next song, man, and then we'll round it down, okay, brother?
I'm already in it. Look.
Yeah, he's
this,
already.
This is the rhythm of that song.
So this is
Etta
James,
the way
man.
She sings this.
Legendary voices.
I couldn't find, there's a live one somewhere. I'm just like, yo. You can tell like she's been singing from like gospel. You know what I mean? Like kills it.
Yeah.
But this pain and the soul in this. I would rather go blind, bro.
I would rather go
blind.
It's one of her bigger hits for sure. And but Etta James had an incredible life. She was a heroin addict. She went to fucking prison. She fucking, you know what I mean? Like, I think her mum had her when she was like a little, you know, little young kid as well. You know what I mean? Like, her mum was like 14.
You don't get voices like that.
It's crazy.
That's
man.
How you get voices like that.
Well,
you know what I mean, you can hear it in the voice.
Yeah.
I fucking
Let's
love
go. It. Hopefully, we don't get kicked off of YouTube because of this.
Just say we're crying. I'm burst into tears, holding a whiskey like your eighth whiskey at some like laid back club. She comes on singing this, and it's like, yo!
Something told me it was over.
Turn it.
Yeah. When I saw you and her talking. Be blind, boy.
to see you walk away. See you walk away from me. Yeah.
Some soul for that ass. What a beautiful fucking song. Yo, I remember hearing like Etta James, because Beyonce played her in that movie, what was it called? Cadillac Records or something like that. That movie with Eddie Murphy in it and a couple other heads. And she played Etta James. It's about the whole, that period of time in the 60s, 70s.
I haven't seen that shit.
I saw it when it came out, which was fucking years ago. I can't even remember. But apparently Etta James loved that, like, you know, vouched for the movie. But then when Obama got elected, they invited Beyonce to come in to sing Etta James's famous song. What's it fucking called? The famous one. One of her biggest tunes. What the fuck is it called, man?
I'm Googling now.
Yeah, Google it, because that's going to bug me, man. That's going to bug me. But anyway, but then apparently Etta James like kicked off and said, nah, I should have been invited to the White House to sing it, not fucking Beyonce. She played in the movie, motherfucker. But then some people like put it down to just her, because she was quite old by then.
At last.
At last. That's incredible. Incredible. So Beyonce sung it at the White House and she got mad. She got vexed that they didn't invite her to sing it. Yeah, it's an incredible song, man.
Yeah, well, big up Etta James for telling her now. Arms House, bruv. Doing it. I'm doing it.
Etta James.
Big up.
Beyonce's house, boy.
Hello, you, bruv, and your billionaire husband. I'm fucking doing it.
You know what theme? I've got a rant. I've got a fucking rant, motherfucker. One thing that... There's a type of art that fucking pisses me off whenever I see it. And especially, okay, when I see it, I don't get too vexed. But when someone tries to rave about it and go, oh, have you seen this? It's so sick. And then they show it to me and they show me this shit. I get vexed. Yeah.
Well, I'm interested to see what it is.
And now they've come to social media. And now they're getting thousands of likes. And everyone's like, ooh, it's so amazing what you're doing. I'm like, oh, my God. It's literally paint by numbers. You know those guys that use spray paint? And they get a piece of paper and they get like they spray it black and then they get like a round like thing and they put it on top and they paint planets. It looks like planets and mountains and shit. Yeah, I should have got an example to show you theme, but do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't think so.
Oh, mate, it's just...
I thought you were going to say when they like map it out and they put numbers on the wall and shit.
No, not that, not
that's
that.
Like the different
this
color.
Is like street art. I usually see them on the street. They're there and there's a crowd of people around them and then they sell these fucking like shitty planet fucking paintings. It's so easy to do. You basically get a circular thing, like as a kind of stencil, like a bowl or a cup or something. You put it on the thing, you spray around it so you've got the shape of the planet. Then you just put red and orange and green or whatever colors. Then you get a scrumpled up piece of paper and then you like rub into it and shit like that. Yeah, and then you put a little highlights on one side and shadow on the other side. Then you put your stencil back on top of it and you spray it all black and then it makes a perfect circle. And then the pattern you made like looks like a fucking 3D planet, yeah?
It's mixed
the
media.
Stupidest shit, yeah?
Mixed media.
And it's so... Anyone could do it. Literally, I've seen... Like, when I used to do the graph workshops, yeah? People used to come in and ask, like, oh, well, I saw a guy on the street. I used to show them how to do it. I said, it's so fucking easy. Anyone could do it. And I've seen eight-year-olds do this shit, man. You know what I mean? It's the easiest shit to fucking do.
My kids could do it.
Anyone can do it. As long as someone shows
I've
you how to do it.
I've never seen that shit. I've never heard you've of that seen shit. It. Never if, seen that shit. What, people doing it and then selling it on a Brick Lane or
they
something?
They sell it and now I'm seeing it on my fucking timeline and I get so vexed because it fucking pisses me off that people think that shit is special in some way. And then you know what else is pissing me off now that I see on social media all the time? Are those things where people put a canvas on the floor, yeah? They'll paint it black or something, put it on the floor. And then they'll get like a rope and a bucket.
Rope with a can on it. It's got
and
a hole in it.
Make a little hole in it and then sway it around. Okay, first time I saw it, I thought, okay, you know, all right, cool. Makes a little
it's
spiral.
Something. Yeah. But
now
anyone,
I'm seeing it all the fucking time, man. And they're getting thousands of likes and people going, oh, that's a good one. Oh, that's, and I'm like, and now they're doing blooper. They're doing blooper videos now where they do it and it fucks up and they're going, oh,
oh, it hit me in the balls. Yeah, no, it hit me in the balls. Oh, yeah. No, nearly hit my trousers.
It's like, and I'm like, it's like basically, do you remember when you were a kid and you had Spirogram? Like it was a shitty little thing. Yeah. You put a pencil in it and spin it round and then do a spiral. That's basically what it is. And people are fucking raving about it. I'm like, get a fucking paint bucket, hang it from a fucking rope and spin it round. Like, not anyone, a literal child can do that, man. And people, they get thousands of likes and people going, ooh, this is cool. Look how cool that is. Look at the color. I'm like, fucking, it winds me up, man.
Top rent.
It winds me up, man. What are other things that people see, maybe? Because like, there's loads of shit like that, man.
You just reminded me of what I was going to say to you back like a couple of days ago. This bird goes to work, yeah?
Mm.
She doesn't say anything. She's not very quiet in there.
What, chinchilla girl? No,
she's been fired.
Oh, okay, that's a long time ago. Big up chinchilla, man.
She's not even the chinchilla replacement, yeah? It's like her next bird.
Okay.
Her mate went to get some treatment on her face and had a mad allergic reaction, yeah? I don't know that because that's just this bird's mate. And this is happening days ago before I knew anything, yeah?
Okay.
But she told another girl at work, said, oh, this is what happened to my brethren. And they was like, oh, okay, that's really bad. But don't go there sort of thing, yeah? And then it's mad busy at the moment because everything's been closed because of Christmas. Go in. I'm like, yo, where the fuck is... I call her Daisy. Where the fuck is Daisy? Yeah.
Yeah.
To the other birds, because they're all mates. So like, where the fuck's Daisy? What's going on? And she's like, oh, you know, she's texted me. She's had like an allergic reaction to her face. And I'm like, what? What do you mean? And she was here yesterday. An allergic reaction to her face.
Mm.
And she's gone to this. I don't even know. I didn't even know this existed. Yeah, don't even know that it exists. She's gone to some place that does tattoos on your lip, like tattoo your lips a color.
Oh shit!
Yeah, and she's had like a mad facial reaction. Yeah, it's all like blown up and shit.
Oh my god!
She sent it to one of the birds, but she even deleted.
Wait,
it from
is she
her
English? This girl, or is she Eastern European or something like that?
She's Western Europe, but like kind of like obscure country you wouldn't.
Because I'm trying to think maybe she went to do it at like a dodgy place or something, you know what I mean? Like to get it.
No, so she's gone to get it done where her friend went to get it done. So when the girls are all when I got a bit fumed, I'm like, what the fuck's going on? And she's not like, you know what I mean? Because she doesn't want to tell me because she's, you know, she's embarrassed about her face being so big. And
oh
I'm like,
God.
But at the time, I don't know. I'm like, what the fucking hell? What's going on? And they told me, like, oh, she went to this place to get her lips tattooed. Tattooed, bruv. Your lips tattooed in what? In a colour.
It's crazy, isn't it? I don't know.
It is mental, yeah. Mental. And we told her not to go because the day before, her friend went there and had an allergic reaction. So let me get this straight. She just completely buoyed you off and ignored you, yeah? And went to the place. She was at work on like, a Monday. She left work and went to that place on Monday night. And now she's not here Tuesday. They're like, yeah, she's exactly what happened. Yeah, she's exactly what happened. What do you mean? Like, you're tattooing your fucking lips?
Yeah, that's fucked up. That's not an
fucking hell.
What's that?
That's not for blokes. You know, if you say to some girl, yeah, why do you do this? No blokes like it. You know what I mean? Mm. It isn't for blokes. It's for them, bro.
Yeah.
It's like if you buy a Ferrari, and you're like, oh yeah, as long as the bird thinks it's all right, it's better than like some leaking shat old fucking Volvo or something that's got holes in it that your granddad gave. As long as it's not that. I mean, she doesn't give a fuck. It's the car's all for you. You know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
All for you. You know what I mean?
No, exactly, man.
These birds, the cleaner who comes to my work, yeah, she's taken her eyebrows off.
Yeah.
There's not a single. She's from like Bulgaria or Romania, yeah? Bulgaria, mm-hmm. I think. She's taken them completely off. So every time she comes in, I'm always there late. She always comes in. I'm just chatting to her. I'm looking at her face like when she's speaking.
Does she look surprised all the time? She looks surprised.
All the time. She's painted these eyebrows on blue.
Yeah.
But they're it's like getting a mark, like they're clearly a marker.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's clearly like a semi-wide tip. You're just going, and she's blatantly done it. Like, it's so bad. Like, you know, sense. Oh, no man, one could have done that to you. You know, so you've taken every hair, every single hair off your eyebrow, which is hair, because you don't want them. Or no, because then you've repainted it back on. Like, why would you ever, ever do that?
But theme, one of our first episodes, is I think it's like episode 3 or 4, is called Eyebrows, where we talk about this, man. We go in depth about this. So people, go back. If you are just a new listener, go back and listen to that. Because I tell the story about my mum. I caught my mum tattooing her eyebrows on, man.
Yeah, but I can understand that, because I got a bollocking for my ex when I raised this. She was like, no, you know I used to get my eyebrows done. You know I used to get like tattoos on my eyebrows and my lips. And I'm like, I didn't know that shit. I didn't know you do that shit.
Because, I mean, obviously I can't speak for all men, but I personally couldn't give a flying fuck about your eyebrows, all right? So women out there who might be a bit self-conscious about the eyebrows, no one really cares, yo. Look at my eyebrows, man. I got the biggest eyebrows you ever seen, bro.
Listen to this, bro. I'll pay for Andrea's eyebrows, yeah? Fucking phone up this bird because she doesn't speak English. I'm like, fuck, what do you mean? I have to book you. I don't know anything about eyebrows. I have to go on the website, and look. I'm like, right, this is what she wants. And she's telling me in Spanish, and I'm trying to translate about eyebrows, like full length or whatever. And I'm like, what the fuck? Trying to find the right thing on the drop down on this woman who lives around the corner, has a shop around the corner, yeah? And so I thought, fuck this, I can't do this. So I phone up, like, hello, love. Like, I need to put my wife in for eyelashes. Yeah.
Mm.
And she's like, what's she got on right now? I'm like, fucking hell, I don't know. And I was like, I nearly said, like, not much, just like a G-string. But I'm like, I don't know, like, eyelashes, aren't it? And she's like, are they real? Are they fake? And I'm like, mommy, are they real? Are they fake? She's like, they're fake. I'm like, they're fake. Because I don't even know. Do you know? I don't even know. And I just thought that's what she looks like.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, right, they're fake. And she's like, well, if she wants to, I don't touch other people's work. Yeah, and I'm like, now I'm like losing the banner. I'm like, sorry, other people's work. No. I don't touch other people's work. Yeah. So if she wants to come in, she's gonna have to first pay for the removal of the old ones. God. I don't touch. And I'm like, yeah. What the fuck is this?
Jesus.
How much is that? Like £40 or £60. I can't remember. It's £40 or £60 for that.
Mm.
Just to go there first
and remove,
to get the old ones removed, because I don't touch other people's fucking same shit you bought from China, eyelashes from my next shop. No, I don't. No, these ones are horse hair, you know, or whatever. Yeah.
That reminds me of like the Apple
store.
And
then, bruv, I've got to pay for the £95 for like the whole session.
Bruv.
So it's like 120, 30 quid. Yeah? She's in there for 2.5 hours. I'm like, when she comes out, they look exactly the same.
Yeah, exactly. They look
exactly the same. I'm like, you look hot. What the fuck? I'm like, what have I just paid? Like, what is that?
It's mad.
It was for her to take the old, she gave me a little thing with some cream in it. I need to get, I don't even fuck about this shit.
It is mental, but you reminded me of the Apple store. You know, if you take your Apple phone or Apple device, and then if they go, has anyone tampered with it? Have you like changed the screen or anything? And And they're like, can't touch it. We can't touch it then if it's, you know, if someone else has done it. I'm like, get the fuck out of it. It's an Apple phone, man. I just changed the screen because it was a fucking piece of shit and it broke when first time I dropped it, motherfucker.
Exactly.
Shit.
They know what
they're doing. Yo, man, we've hit about an hour now, man. That's good enough for me, brother, man. It's great to catch up. We got a new year. I've lined up, hopefully, did you get my message about the guest for next week? If it comes through, it's not 100% yet, but did you see the message I sent?
Well, I haven't used Instagram for a couple of weeks.
No. I sent you
trying
on WhatsApp.
To allow it.
I sent you on WhatsApp, man, but...
I got another story, bro. Another story I'm fuming about.
Go on.
I'm booking therapy for myself, yeah? Trying to book therapy, yeah?
Wow.
Like a fucking therapist. You know I've had it before and shit,
mm.
But then, like, now it's all online. So it gives you a drop down. Yeah, what do you want? What do you want? What do you want? I'm like, yeah, this. What don't you want? Yeah, in your therapist. Yeah,
yeah.
And this is like a therapist, the company that is online that has been mentioned on loads of podcasts.
Yeah, there's loads of them now. Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm going to try that shit.
Better Help. Is that what it's called?
Something like that. Better something
help
like that.
Better Help.
Maybe it's something like Maybe it is that, actually. Maybe it is that. They're like, is there anything you don't want? Yeah. In your thing, and in your therapist, and they had a drop down, bang, 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 like female, male, black, you know, Indian, like all the different races, and then like details about like under 40, over 40,
and they're non-religious and, you know, bare different shit.
Yeah, yeah.
The only one I clicked, bruv, was non-religious. Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
The only one. I'm like, you have to say, and I'm like, I don't want anyone religious because I just, you know what I mean? I don't want anything to do with any of that.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm talking about, like, my shit, I don't care about if it's going to be, yeah, somehow linked to his, like, belief, his or her belief in, like, whatever they believe in. Somehow, even if it's 1%. Even
of
if
course,
it's 1%,
yeah.
I'm just like, no. That's the only thing I didn't want. And
what did they?
They sent me like 2 days later. Yeah, they sent me an email with this photo of this geezer. And I'm sure he's a really great man, a really nice gentleman, very good at his job. But he's blatantly a Sikh geezer. Yeah, he's like standing in his passport, like kind of.
Right. Like, he's got a turban.
And like, this is Doctor. And I'm like, yo. And I didn't reply. Yeah.
Mm.
And then they sent me, and then the sales emails start. Oh, hi, Andy. Just wanted to help you finish your, because I didn't sign up. You know, just would finish, like, sign up.
Yeah, they're trying to motivate you into.
Yeah, and I just allowed it, yeah. And then the next email comes, oh, we'll give you like 40% off until March. Mm. And I'm just reading this, like, I'm in different random like locations, not really reading, like, now that. And then they sent me a sort of semi shitty one, yeah. And I wrote back to them, like, listen, fucking dicks. The only thing I said.
Yeah, non-religious.
You gave me an option. You gave me the option. The only thing I said is I just don't want anything to do with any religious shit. That's what I don't want anything to do with my shit. You send me a geezer, yeah, who's wearing his turban, like, smiling, like, save God. But he might not be like that religious, but he's religious.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that's the only thing I said. So I said, and he's clearly, yeah. And as you're writing, I've got to make this, like, I've really got to make this as, like, most unracist as possible.
Exactly. It's a thin line you're walking
like,
on.
Yeah, and I'm like, fucking hell. I'm sure he's a really
you're
nice
not going to be like, yo, I don't want this towel-head motherfucker. Okay, and I'm, it's like, yo, man.
I'm thinking, oh, man.
I'm Arabic, by the way. I can say towel-head, you know.
He's a really nice, I'm sure he's a gentleman and really good at his job, but it's the only.
No, but the thing is, though, like, even, like, even, okay, let's say they sent you a picture of a white dude with no fucking heads, no, like, visual thing about religion, but he still could be a fucking religious
guy. They could be blagging it, yeah.
But I'm just saying, and it's not about, and I think when you tick that box, it doesn't mean the person's not going to be religious. I think it means that they're not going to bring religion, like, religion isn't an
no, because it's asking you, like, do you want them to be over 40, under 40? Do you want them to be a white woman, over
religious
40? What's
or
your problem that you've got?
Okay,
yeah, religious or non-religious. Yeah. I was like, yeah, that's, I don't give
so
a fuck
specifically about the person, yeah. And I'm they come with a turban
non-religious.
On.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
But is a turban really, is it 100% about the religion or is it a cultural thing as well? I think
all my Sikh
be.
Brethren say, they say it is when they don't wear their helmets on their fucking R9s and R6s and shit. I don't need your Sikh. So it is then. So I'm just like, yo.
Yeah. I don't know, man. It's a weird one, man. It's
but
a weird
Sikh,
one.
I think being Sikh would be one of the, like, you know, cooler, nicer ones.
No, of course. Out of all of them. And the thing is,
if someone chats to me about the Bible and shit, I'd just be like, what the fuck are you talking about? No, man. And you're paying for it and they're doing it
like
the Bible.
They might be like
anything.
They might be like Sizzler and go, me not apologize to Matty Boy. You know what I mean? Yeah. Read Leviticus, man.
don't apologize to nobody.
Now, we don't condone any sort of homophobia here, all that stuff, man. But
any
we
of
do
that.
Like
we just love
good
the
music.
Record.
Party people, listen, man, I just want to end on this thing, man. Thank you for hanging with us. Everyone who's been with us, you know, we've been, you know, 60 episodes now. So much love. Thank you guys, man. And again, I just want to say how we don't advertise this podcast. It's down to you guys telling a friend, you know what I mean? Or spreading the word, help us share. Like, I make crazy memes all the time on our
and you've been doing
Instagram.
Good. The people have been doing a good job.
Man. Yeah, people have been helping out, sending us nice emails and shit like that. And even I want to big up the Patreons. You are the heavyweights of all heavyweights, man. You help pay for some of the stuff that we do. I'm getting new headphones. I'm going to have new headphones in the next
because
episode.
His headphones broke. He could buy a new pair of headphones.
Exactly. So
for the Arms House, and the Arms House continues.
I'm going to upload some new shit onto the Patreon just for them as well. But I just want to say, for independent podcasts, it's on you, the listener. If you enjoy it, if you know someone who might enjoy it, let them know, spread the word, man. Thank you for that. And also, to help any other podcast. Genuinely, Theme, I don't know if you think it's a good idea. I want to know if there's.
I know you've been chatting to Blade about.
Oh no, we're definitely going to go link Blade soon. But no, not that. I want to hit the listeners now. What other podcasts do you guys listen to, man? I want to. If you listen to any independent podcasts, put them in the comments below, man. I'm interested. I want to know. What type of things that you guys listen to other than Arms House? You know what I mean? And next episode, I might even...
So would I.
Because I listen to a lot of podcasts, so I might big up a couple of podcasts next week as well. Just to, you know, independent podcasts, it's about promoting each other and helping each other out and stuff like that. So let us know in the comments. And thanks again. And Themos, you all good?
I'm all right. That was one of the wettest things we've ever said in Arms House, so we're not saying it again.
Right.
Big up all the other podcasts. Arms House don't apologize to nobody.
Did I break one of the commandments, man? Shit. Yeah, sorry, guys. Peace, five people.
To your mum's house. Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?